أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم Though we had done the surah in the month of Ramadan, some have requested that this surah be redone because of its greatness, perhaps as a refresher for us to reignite within ourselves this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt in the fact that the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a very, very great message. So we'll begin first of all with some of the names of the surah, then we'll continue with the virtues. In the hadith in itself, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called the surah Yasin as Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran. Now when one analyzes, great personalities, as a matter of fact, have analyzed this title or this name of the surah Qalbul Quran, like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated that when we look at the reality of the human body, then we will find that the very center of it all is that of the heart. If that heart is healthy and strong, then obviously we will find that the rest of the body has the potential of being healthy and strong. But if the heart, the physical heart, has become weak, and the physical heart does not pump the blood that it is supposed to, there are blockages, then we will find that its effects are felt throughout the entire body. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called this the Qalb of the Quran, because one needs to look into the subject matter of the surah, and we will find that the subject matter of the surah revolves and centers around the aspect and our aqeedah of the resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, this actual standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat, Allah speaks about His power, He speaks about Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and these are the three aspects really that we will find that the subject matter of the Quran revolves around. And obviously, when this becomes strong in the heart of a believer, then we will find that the spirituality, the ruhaniyat, the spiritual life of that person also becomes strong. So that is why it is called the Qalb of the Quran, because it is to make our spiritual heart strong, so that every moment of our life, every movement of our life, every breath of our lives, we become very aware of the fact that we are definitely going to stand in front of Allah, that accountability is a reality. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question us about this life, and this comes to life in actual fact when one reads the surah over and over again, and one understands the meaning, one begins to internalize the meaning. So that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called this Qalbul Quran. Then we go to some of the other names that have been given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One name is Azima, and Azim means something that is great. And again, because of the great virtues of the surah, because of the nature of its subject matter, it has been called Azima. And then we will find another name that has been given to the surah, Mu'imma. And Mu'imma is something that is general in the sense that it is universal. Its benefits and the benefit of the surah is of such a nature that it extends through the worldly life of a person, and then it goes through the akhirat and the hereafter in great abundance. And then in one hadith, leave the name of the surah, we will find that the person who reads the surah has been called Sharif, a person that is noble. And why that person is noble, it comes in one narration that the person that reads the surah diligently, daily, then that person will be given a very great status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, in that the person will be allowed to intercede. And the number of people he will intercede for is the number of a tribe, the Banu Rabi'ah tribe. There was a huge and large tribe in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But obviously, when the person recites the surah together with it, there is a reform of one's life, the heart turns towards the hereafter, one becomes closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously such great merits will be acquired by that person. We'll just do one more name, and that is the surah is also known as Al-Mudafi'ah, to ward off, and that is to ward off difficulties that a person may be experiencing, to ward off harm that a person may be experiencing. When then a person reads the surah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all those difficulties, all those harms that was harming a person will be warded off because of the barakah of the surah. Now we will also understand that when the surah has names of such great degree, then obviously the surah also will have a very, very penetrating meaning, and obviously it will become a very, very beloved surah to the people that recite it. And more important than anything else is for us to understand the meaning of the surah, so that we will gain that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hereafter becomes ever present in our minds, and the thought that we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more and more present in our minds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.